Chiggers.
Wow. Chiggers. Chigger, chigger, chigger.
Yeah. Chigger, chigger, chigger. Chiggersville, Virginia. That's where I used to live.
This is Freedom Beans. Broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Community Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 degrees Fahrenheit, baby, to keep a simple statism out of your head. Can y'all feel it? Is it working? Is the spirit of the
beans? It's working.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Orgy.
Yeah, yeah. So, the Freedom Beans is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.orgy.
Yeah,
I just said it. I just went ahead and said it.
BIPCOT.org. I'm Michael Dean, and welcome to the Daily Hard Fork. Okay, that was a cryptic John. The John has a long mustache. This is the Daily Hard Fork. In a few days, all will be revealed. All right, so how are you, Diana?
I am fine. And you, Michael Dean?
I am well. How are you, Jeremy Heisen N-word?
I am fine, Michael. And how are you this evening?
Great. Worms.
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 All right. So now that we've got our sound check out of the way for the evening. So you're letting the world get you down again, Diana. This isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely happens on occasion. And now it seems to be coming to a head, per se, as it pertains to the election and potential war with Russia and all that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't know. All of a sudden, I just feel extremely overwhelmed.
Well, you know, stop tilting her windmills, world. And you know what? He's not the kind of God you have to wind up on Sunday. Yes, I've been listening to Jethro Tull. Sorry, go ahead. So show me on the doll where the world touched you. So you're actually like, you're worried about the Russians. Now, they've been telling me.
No, I'm not as worried about them as I'm worried about the U.S.
I'm 52. And one of my earliest memory is my third birthday party. I have pictures of it and I remember it. All the people invited were teenagers, my sisters and brothers, siblings, and me, and the cake looked like a train because I was into trains. And my second earliest memory is the Russians are going to kill us all the time. So I grew up in the Cold War. You kids didn't grow up in the Cold War, did you?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did. I remember. I remember.
Well, it didn't actually end until what, the mid 80s. So technically I 89. Grew up in it. Yeah, yeah, so technically I grew up in the end of it, but I don't recall.
But you didn't grow up in the duck and cover, getting under your desk drills in grade school of like, that's actually going to prevent, that's going to protect you from a nuke. Yeah.
I know. Right. It's that false sense of security, of course.
Yeah, it was the early TSA.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing that I think that bothers me more about it than anything is the lack of attention that people seem to have toward it at this point. Like, it's way more about, you know, whether or not Donald Trump actually did commit sexual assault, you know, and it's just like, okay, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, everybody thinks 48% of the country thinks, well, we'll be okay as soon as Hillary's in there. And 48% of the country thinks, well, we'll be okay as soon as touchy-feely, what's-his-name dude gets in there. And then...
I know better.
The other 4% of us are vacillating between, it doesn't make a difference, and we're all going to die. So,
I vacillate between both of those, actually.
So I had a dream last night. Let me interrupt the world's coming to an end with a weird...
Right,
I don't believe in ESP. I'm going to nail my 99 theses to your forehead, Jeremy. All right, so.
That does not sound pleasant at all.
The Daily Hard Fork of Liberty. We're going to start our own offshoot of Liberty here, where it's okay to, no, I'm sorry. Put your guns away, people. A lot of the people in the audience are stroking their guns. You're on your own, son. Yeah, I'm quoting.
Just on the audience?
Saddles. No, okay, so. Oh, we're going to have another, like, we, the America, is going to have another, like, record-breaking gun sale, I think, in the next month or so or less, because everyone thinks Hillary, or actually, when Hillary wins, because the Republicans are stupid and didn't elect Ron Paul, I'm going to put on my minarchist hat for a minute. You guys had your chance to actual liberty. You blew it, and now you're going to get Hillary. That's all I say. So, yeah. And I sound like that guy we had last week who was telling us what's wrong with us, that's an idiot and a wiener and his dog died. But he was saying Rand Paul was the solution. He was so wrong. All right. So if you just get the right people in there.
Yeah.
No. We're all doomed and we're all going to be freer than ever. That's how it works. So.
Well, we can hope, can't we?
I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, so I had this dream last night that I was living in San Francisco. It's before I met DJ. It was like, you know, 15 years ago. I met her like 10, 11 years ago, but this was, I'd moved to LA for a while before I met her. So this is like 15 years ago. I was living in San Francisco and I dreamt that I was skateboarding down Market Street on the sidewalk, as I used to do. And around 7th or 8th, you know, we're Skid Row. And there was an office, as there are offices there. And there was an office and I was like, I never seen this place. And I went in to ask if I could use the bathroom. And it was like, you could tell it was like a new office and they were just moving in and there was stuff everywhere. So I went in and Donald Trump was sitting there at a desk and he was like, oh, this is my new real estate office for San Francisco. I'm starting an office here. And I'm Donald Trump. And I'm like, yeah, I heard of you. Aren't you from New York? And he's like, yeah, and he wasn't running for president. And he was not a jerk. He was kindly and nice. And, you know, I mean, can you imagine what Donald Trump would have done at any point in his life if some skate punk had walked onto his property and asked to use the bathroom? He would have been like, gods, seize him. But in my dream, he was really nice. And let me use the bathroom. And then he's like, hey, do you need some work? And I said, what do you want? You queer. No, I was.
Whoa,
that's a line from Repo Man. OK, but well, it was the F word, the maggot. Rhyming F word. So that you can't say on radio. So I was like, yeah, I, you know, rent's coming up. I'm a little short. I could use a couple of days work. And he said it was a couple of days work. And he's like, okay, we'll come by here tonight at 8 PM. It's going to be all night. You're going to be moving boxes into a truck and then moving other boxes out of a truck. You know, he's probably like shredding the document somewhere or something, but he told me to do that. And so I showed up at like 8 PM. It was like getting dark out. And there were like, you know, six other people who kind of looked like punky lefty, like, you know, anarcho-capitalist communist kind of people.
Right.
You know, like that kind of people, like the Seattle protester, black bloc kind of people. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I could talk to those kind of people. And I was talking to them and hanging out. And they're like, what kind of skateboard you got? Do some tricks. And I'm like, no, man, I just go from point A to point B. And, you know, they were talking about seizing the means of production. And as soon as like the supervisor guy was gone and he told us all what to do, like they went in there, locked the door, pulled the shades and started just trashing everything, like just breaking computers and tipping stuff over. Uh-huh. And I was like, come on, man, we're being paid to do this. I'm going to get in trouble too. And they're like, no, man, help us. And I'm like, no, I'm out of here. And I split. So then I wake up and there's like a news item that in North Carolina, a Republican convention, a Republican party office was firebombed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think I have second sight. I don't think I was dreaming that I was seeing something somewhere, but it's really weird. And it's weird that there was a bombing of a Republican. I think the leftists did it. I think Black Lives Matter did it. I think the Democrats did it.
Yeah,
there was graffiti on the wall that said something about the Nazi Republicans, didn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Town? Yeah.
So. Yeah. And see, a lot of people, including me, would initially say, if they just heard that this thing happened without the graffiti, would say, maybe it's a false flag. But then I'm like, not with that graffiti. That graffiti is like the Republicans don't want that word Nazi associated with them any more than it is, especially with Trump. So
yeah.
I don't think it's a false flag. Also, kind of like, you know, putting the spokes in your own bike and then blaming other people. Isn't that more of a leftist thing? I think it is.
Normally, yes. Although, I mean, at some point, it still could be used as a false flag.
False flag. Republicans do false flags at a nat, like when they're in office. Leftists do false flags in their neighborhood. I guess that's the difference. And you know, there's a long history of firebombing in the South. Sorry. And it's all, it's been the KKK who are Democrats. So it's probably Democrats. Yeah, right. There you go.
Well, that's okay. It's possible. But all I was going to say is it could still be used, because false flag doesn't necessarily mean it was faked in any way. It just means it's being used for something other than what.
Oh, it was actually fire. There was actually a firebombing. If that's I'm not.
Yeah, the office was destroyed.
Are you thinking I'm suggesting that even that was made up?
No. But a false flag doesn't necessarily mean it was done by somebody purposely to cause something. It could also be used. It could also be. It could also just be used as, you know, the famous line.
Which isn't crisis really go to line. Waste.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Which really isn't his line, but it's been used. It's been attributed to him. So
whose line is it?
It was used. I looked up the lineage of that once, and there's variations of it being used like centuries back. So it's an idea that's floated around for a long time, just like the whole Cloward the whole Cloward and Piven thing that a lot of the Republicans like to point to and talk about the leftists and stuff. They didn't come up with that. They just popularized
it. They just wrote a book. They just made it like easy to read and in a small paperback that would fit in the back of your jeans pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
For the hippies, for the yippies, for the leftists. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they just take another thing leftists are great at is stealing ideas and claiming them as their own.
Oh, those leftists.
I'm hearing music. Is it just me? I don't know.
I think it's in your brain. I don't hear it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. You're just getting the urge to dance. Like, is that what it is?
No, I'm too sad to dance right now.
Oh, see, here I was thinking the spirit of the fiends had actually gotten inside of you and you were all cheery again.
Put your hand on your radio.
I know, or something. You'll put your hand on your radio, y'all.
Oh, that was so weak.
You sound so excited.
That's when you know things are bad, when the laughing kitty sounds like that. When she's trying to sound.
Lady non laugh track. Wow.
Oh, I'm still laughing.
You'll feel better by the end of the show.
I'm sure I will. Yeah.
Money back guarantee, if you don't. You can send your buttons from the last time I sent them to you back to me if you don't feel better by the end of the show. How's that?
You can pay to return
payment. No, I want to keep my buttons.
Here's a donation. It involves you doing a bunch of work, Angela. Yeah. I have kittens. All right, we'll be back. You built that.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and freedomfiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Stupid world. Stop the world. Stupid. I want to get off.
And where are you gonna go?
I know. Alpha Centauri, right now.
I can make you laugh.
I know you can, always.
Well, with a particular thing. So when we went to break, first of all, I couldn't hear myself for a while because a kitten stepped on a mixer.
Bob the Cat.
On a button. Bob the Cat. So did you guys see the video of Bob the Cat today trying to eat my sandwich 16 times?
I did not get a chance to watch that, but I can imagine. Man.
Yeah, so I was eating a submarine sandwich.
I didn't see it on Facebook. I saw it on Twitter. because I'm not doing Facebook right now.
That's right. You're pure. Twitter's better. Twitter doesn't depress you as much. It's harder for people to fight on Twitter too.
So you have to do like 10 messages in order to get your point across, and everything just starts to get garbled, and it just
You know what I just thought of? You can actually hellban people on Twitter. I didn't think about that. Because you can mute them. There's mute and there's block on Twitter. There's only block.
Right.
And what is it? Unfollow. Unfriend. Yeah, unfollow. No, unfriend and unfollow on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But Twitter, there's mute, which they can still be following you. And you could like see them if you went looking for them, but you wouldn't. Actually, I don't think you can. Hey, kitties. Yeah.
I don't really remember how that works. But
Anyway, so during the break, before the cat broke my mixer for a minute and then I fixed it. My wife's in the other room. DJ said, "Did you just call Diana Angela?" Because she heard that bit. And I said, "No, I was referencing something that Jeremy said about Angela last week that our listeners will get." And she's like, "Oh, okay." And she said, "I didn't think you would." And I said, "Yeah, I learned a long time ago. It's a really bad idea to call a woman by a different woman's name."
In most contexts, yes, it's very, very bad.
I actually did that once while making sweet, sweet love, and I tried. I tried. Well, but it was when I was dating 7 women, and they all knew about each other. But I tried to, play it off, like, you know, let's just make up names, okay? I was with, you know, Debbie, and called her Liza or something, and it was like, "Liza said that you looked really good last time she saw you." And then I smiled, like still in the act, in the position, and smiled. And I said, like, and she got, you know, I was like, I'm not going to even try that. I messed up. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
So show me on the doll where the world touched you. Angela. I mean, Diana.
I don't know. I'm just sick of the crap.
Yeah. Well,
okay. So the things you listed so far. Okay. The election, that'll be over in a month. Actually, less now, right? So,
I know. There you go. I know. Yeah.
So we don't have to deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of it too is just, I mentioned earlier about the alleged sexual assault that Donald Trump perpetrated, I guess, I don't know, talked about doing anyway back in 2005. And, you know, there's been a lot of going back and forth on Facebook about that, I've noticed, you know, where some are like, "Yeah, it's just boys talk, blah, blah, blah." But then you have other people that are like, yeah, then you have other people that are, you know, like, dudes like talking about sexually assaulting women. Come on, you know? And it's like, okay, so I mean, if he actually did sexually assault someone, I care about that. There's nothing I can do about it. And I kind of don't care because I'm not voting for him or anyone else. So it's like, why? I don't understand why anarchists in particular are fighting about that. Or fighting fighting about anything about the election at all. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Anyway, well, Jeremy,
it bugs me.
Well, I was just gonna say that there's a joke about anarchists or libertarians more specifically in general that, you know, they can just fight about anything. Like you can literally just throw like a picture
That's true.
And throw a meme of just a stick. Not a meme, I guess just a picture of just a stick, and they'll argue whether it's a stick or a twig because. when you get people that are generally more tilted towards the autism scale in general, and tend to be very proud of the fact that they use logic and reason over emotion. And I am just as guilty of that as anybody else. So I'm not like trying to put anybody down, but you know, when you're like that, there's a tendency to, well,
you know, there was a recent study, and it's always specious when someone just says there was a recent study and doesn't name it.
Right.
There was.
basically said
that people tend to make decisions emotionally and then use logic in their brain subconsciously to back it up without admitting it was emotional.
Yeah.
So there.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Daughter thinks I'm crazy anyway. Crazy so we were just talking during the break about becoming prepped because you know that's one of the ads on here is about you know
I'll prep you, baby, all night long.
Prepper all night long. That sounds like okay.
Prepper all night long.
and just talking about convince my daughter to do the same thing, and she's like she already thinks I'm crazy with this anarchy stuff.
Well, okay. Case in point, though, my dad has been on the prepper kick for a long time. And
is he growing worms? I told people when people see a button that says "Ask me about my worms," and they ask you about your worms, say, "Oh, you don't grow protein-rich worms? It's great for prepping in an inner-city apartment situation," and they will leave you alone forever. Okay,
sure.
Is your dad doing that? That's what I want to know.
No,
Before I interrupt you more.
Yes.
Diana, are you done complaining about the world? The show is one quarter over. Can we talk about fun stuff now?
Sure, we can talk about all the fun things that you sent us, all those great, fun, not depressing articles.
Sorry. Yeah, all right. Go on.
I'm only kidding. Cheers. I'm fine.
All right. Well, as I was saying, my dad's been prepping for a long time, and like he's involved in like prepping groups, and he's actually involved in some militia groups and stuff like that. But no, the point is,
really,
all of us thought, both myself and my two sisters thought he was insane for a while, and then I started to see what he was doing and why.
Okay.
And now
you've passed him up.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. In regards to Diana and her daughter. My one sister has actually started taking him very seriously and has started like, so the fact that she thinks you're crazy now doesn't necessarily mean she's not going to listen if you just keep dropping the knowledge there.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it happened for my one sister. She just all of a sudden was like, whoa, dad, that's, she like told me one day, she's like, "Dad's not nuts, is he?" I'm like, no, he's really not.
Yeah.
He goes into a little extreme in other areas, but on this, he's prepping, not such a bad idea. Trust me.
Well, I'll be seeing her in a couple of weeks, and I hope that we can sit down and have a very serious discussion about things. Because, I mean, I have just kind of, I don't know, just thrown things out there, kind of snarky things about the government and everything, and she gets really annoyed by that. But, you know, I feel like if we sit down and have an intelligent conversation about it, that she may start to maybe see things a little differently. Meh. Hopefully, I don't know, but just planting the seed. That's the best I can do, I guess. And send her a kit.
Well,
her a kit.
And again, that's how my dad started off. My dad started shipping us, like he started shipping me food, like the storable stuff. Yeah,
I'll take the buckets.
Yeah,
Backpackers Pantry and Mountain House and all those. They're actually pretty good. Yeah,
I have a bunch of those
freeze-dried pre-worn panties.
Those two.
Hey, you're gonna need everything.
And
you gotta pack everything.
I have a bunch. The last thing you want to do is be underprepared.
She snorted. She's not depressed anymore. She laughed so hard she snorted. I did it.
I mean, how did it? How can you not? How can you not at freeze-dried panties? I mean, come on now.
Pre-worn freeze-dried panties. You're gonna need everything in your kit. You're gonna need freeze-dried pre-worn panties.
That is the ultimate bug out bag.
Well,
right there.
You know, there's. Do you remember? Okay, in the movie, what's Doctor Strangelove? So when the B-52 is flying around, that eventually drops the bomb, and the guy rides it screaming with cowboy hat all the way down.
Yeah, Slim Whitman, right?
Do you remember Slim Pickens?
Slim Pickens.
Do you remember before they jump? Before he jumps, he's talking to the other, you know, the bombardier, the pilot, the radio guy, the code guy, the five people on the plane, or whatever.
I remember the scene.
And he's reading off this like government printed list of what comes in their survival packs in case they need to jettison with a parachute. And it's like, it's like, you know, it includes a tube of lipstick, some Benzedrine tablets, and a pair of silk stockings, nylon stockings. And I'm like, that sounds like a party, whether you're alone or with someone. Oh, if it has a mirror, you're set. Okay. Just find some bombed out crater and tweak in the, yeah. Okay. Go on. Sorry.
That's okay.
This is bad. This is bad.
Quite used to it by now.
So does your dad have that stuff? That's what I want to know.
Again, I don't think so, but no, I was saying, you know, all those things. Yeah. The food, the, you know, water, you stock up on.
Well, yeah. Well, and the stockings, you know, going back to those items, I'm already thinking of useful things for them.
Sex.
Stockings, you can use it to filter water. You can use it for like
a
dust mask or gas mask per se sort of thing or whatever.
And
the lipstick you can use for like writing, you know, signs and stuff like that, like letting people know where you
choking
are.
Choking someone to death. Oh, cleaning a rifle. You could actually, you know, just like dip it in some motor oil and pull it through a rifle and it would clean the barrel little bit and oil it.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, that's from, I've heard that, you know, there's people, there's sort of a, you know, we talked about last week, I think, about the little meme of iPhone users and Android users and what they think of themselves and what they think of each other.
There's we did talk about that.
There's a meme like that too about AK-47 versus AR-15 owners versus Mosin Nagant owners. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
I don't think so, no.
And like AR-15s are like, you know, Swiss watches that need like gentle, loving care and can not work easily, but they're incredibly accurate. And like AK-47s, literally in the field, a lot of times, they are cleaned by taking off your boot lace, dipping it in tank or Jeep motor oil, and then running it through the barrel. And that will clean it and oil it enough to use it. And most of the Nagants are like, you know, people have actually dug ones up from World War II that have been buried since then, and they work.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd heard that about the AKs too, that you could pretty much drop them in mud and they'll still fire.
Yeah, but I don't think they have a lot more moving parts than a Mosin Nagant. I mean, they have like, I think four or
well,
five.
No, obviously,
moving
obviously.
Parts, but
no,
Mosin Nagant has like one moving part. It has the bolt and that's it, which has the firing pin built in. Well, there's like three moving parts. Like there's the trigger, the spring, and the bolt. But yeah, so anyway.
I need a rifle or a shotgun.
See, I need to go the other way.
I need a shotgun.
I used to have both of those. Lost them in a voting accident. However, I did want to get. I still never had a handgun that I could lose in a voting accident. I still have to get around to doing that. I don't think I've ever even fired a handgun. I've only ever fired rifles and shotguns. Yeah,
I'm so over guns, which is like our listeners are like, that's horrible. How can you be over guns? I love guns. I stroke my gun all the time. And I'm like, I'm over
this
guns.
This is your rifle. This is your gun.
Like, yeah, I'm over.
This one's for fun.
And here's your pantyhose and Benzedrine lipstick.
That's dress right. Up as sheep. Sunday night.
You can dress up as sheep when you parachute out in someone's farm. All right. So, hey, enough Benzedrine and never mind. All right. So.
Now that's just uncalled for. Addressing the sheep just slows the process down, Michael.
I'm over guns like I'm over water. Like, you know, they're constantly around me, but I don't think about them much.
I don't really.
Except
think about
I lost them all in a voting accident.
Well,
voting
accident. Yeah. I mean, we're just talking about them now. I'm not, you know, even before I lost them, I wasn't very. I was just happy to have them. And you know,
the first few years, what I'm saying is the first few years I had guns, they were really special to me and important. And like I open carried because I could. And now I'm like, that just requires more situational awareness. I'm not going to open carry. That's ridiculous. I don't have any problem.
Three like, cheers for laziness.
Or legally with open carry. No, it's not a no. No, it's more like
you don't want to go through the hassle of the situational awareness.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what happens often in Wyoming, open carrying, that probably wouldn't happen a lot of other places. Little kids in cowboy hats come up to you and try to touch it.
Oh.
That is not something you want.
No, that's not.
No.
They're in, whereas, you know, like I've open carried in Colorado, well, and people are like, it's a man with a gun, mommy. See, and here it's like the kids are like, he's got a gun. Oh, my daddy has a gun. I want to touch your gun.
See, that's interesting, though. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that people that, you know, the legal...
Would teach them?
Yeah, the legal gun owners of Wyoming, don't you think they would be teaching their children better? That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because that's...
You know, I will say, legal gun ownership anywhere, I have not encountered nearly as much safety as I'd like to. So people should go buy or rent my movie on Amazon, Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle,
yes,
Volume 1, Basic Rifle and Handgun with Jared Waltz.
Yes.
All right. So speaking of good stuff that makes me happy, Black Mirror is starting up on Friday. You guys know what Black Mirror is?
Is it really? Oh my gosh. I love that show so much. It's one of my favorites ever. So it's so good.
Speaking of, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking
it's
of.
It's a modern day Twilight Zone.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of amazing TV that's not created by networks, that is probably shot on the Red camera system. As we know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Do you see the show? I talked about?
I haven't. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't watched it. I'm catching up on The Walking Dead before it starts again next week.
Ew. That just started not... It jumped the zombie a few seasons ago.
I don't know. Negan, though. Negan is on now, and I got to see what happens with that. So, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, so there's this show called Goliath. On Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Billy Bob Thornton.
Amazon has a really cool feature that makes my day. When you're watching on a phone, I guess you could probably do this somehow with a mouse, but on TV. But on the phone, you can touch the screen on any scene, and it'll give you a list of the actors in that scene by name.
Oh, that's really cool.
Because I'm really into, like, bit actors and supporting actors more than I am stars. You know, I always want to know who they are. And I'm like, oh, I know that guy. Where was he?
Yeah.
From, you know, who is that guy? Yeah, that kind of actor.
That is a really cool feature.
It's amazing. The guy from That Thing. Yeah.
So what's it about, Michael?
All right. So this show, Goliath, is, it's a taut legal thriller. It stars Billy Bob Thornton. Okay, Billy Bob. Billy Bobby Cat.
Sling Blade. Want me something in French fried potatoes?
Sling Blade. So it's kind of like it's kind of like John Grisham movie, but it's, you know, a show.
Better.
With kind of hip. Grisham's never hip. And but kind of crossed with like Better Call Saul. In some ways. We'll talk more when we get back.
Okay. I'll add it to my list.
Yeah, it's great.
Me too. Definitely.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth, Justice, American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth, Justice, American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth, Justice, American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth, Justice, American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
We're talking about how Jeremy had been told in the past that he looked like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
And at the time, he was with Angelina Jolie for a minute. And
And he's like, I'll take it. I'll look like him. Look at me with her.
Exactly.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about this new show, Goliath, on Amazon. And Michael is currently indisposed. So neither Jeremy nor I have seen it. So we're not going to talk a lot about it. But I do think it's interesting. It was written, at least the first two episodes, according to Wikipedia, is written in part by David E. Kelly, who's written a lot of legal type series before, including Ally McBeal. And that was a show I loved back when it was on. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I remember it, but I was definitely not watching that show. I had no interest.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. Michael says it's good. I'll take his word for it and I'll watch it.
Sure.
I got no problem with that.
If it's on Amazon, I'll definitely watch it. Because every time you guys have conversations about shows, for the most part, it's always shows on Netflix. I'm like, I don't have Netflix. I still don't have Netflix. I'm not going to get Netflix because I already pay for an Amazon Prime account. And I actually think I currently pay for two somehow. Which is my own fault. I'm not blaming anybody else, but I think I screwed up somewhere. I have to check. I think I'm actually currently paying for two. But regardless,
like $75 a year or something, isn't it?
No, it's up to over. It's up to $100 now. Or
oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
No.
But again, I use the shipping part of it, the 2-day shipping, the free shipping, more than enough to make up for that in the course of the year without even getting into the TV watching I do.
Yeah.
And I use the movie function quite often because I like to fall asleep to watching. Like I like to hear something, but I prefer to have a TV on or something like that. So I usually
fall asleep.
So I just turn on Amazon Prime and I just pick a movie off my list and I just fall asleep to it like pretty much every night of the week. So I definitely get my money's worth for the year. So it's completely worth it.
Bunny, stop.
Did you just have to yell at the bunny?
Yes.
Of all the animals you have, you would think that the bunny is the least likely one that would get yelled at mid-show. What on earth?
She's chewing on her cage and I can hear it. So
she wants out.
I know.
She's trying to tell you
I know
something.
She does.
Have you been neglecting
her again? I have not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Okay. Typically, and as a matter of fact, she does chew on her cage when she wants to get out, but I can't watch her right now because I'm doing the show and she needs to be watched.
You need a rabbit playpen.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about this at some point?
We've talked about a lot of things like that, about all the horrible things I'm doing wrong as a pet parent.
This is why you have the weight of the world on your shoulders all the time, because you put such a negative spin on it. I was not in any way trying to make you out to be a horrible pet parent. I was trying to give you helpful tips, because this is what I do for a living and this is what I do for free for my friends.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
Jeremy did not make me feel like a terrible pet parent. Yes.
She did that all by herself.
Exactly.
Facts are facts.
I am certainly my own worst critic by far, I'm sure.
Well, that's not the way you're supposed to be.
Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, because if you're not, then how do you really truly get better? If you're not constantly trying to challenge yourself.
Yes,
right?
This is true. Yeah.
Something philosophical along those lines.
you can go overboard with it. You can do it to a degree where you paralyze yourself. You know, I'm never going to measure up, so I may as well not even try, kind of thing.
Well, yes. It's taking it to the extreme.
Exactly.
Either the defeatist or, I guess, in any of the other, I don't know, I guess, like, you know, eating disorders would fall under that because, you know, you're taking stuff like that. Because you're a critic about yourself, so you're constantly, anything like that. Any disorder, you know, that could be attributed to stuff about the self could be fall under that category too.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, being a perfectionist, because I'm definitely a perfectionist, and it's interesting because I'm also a procrastinator, and. Long before I ever read anything about them being connected, I knew that they were connected somehow. And as it turns out, perfectionists do tend to procrastinate because they feel if they can't do it perfectly, they may as well not do it, or they keep putting it off because they fear not doing it perfectly.
That is interesting. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it made sense to me, and then studies show that it's actually true.
I'd like to read that study.
I'll send it. I'll look it up and I'll send it to you. I guarantee you, I can find it in 10 seconds.
I'm kidding. All right.
All right. Well,
we shall return with the second hour sometime, hopefully.
After this trip to the market.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Kitty's got claws.
Just talking about a little incident at the DMV the other day, y'all. And this is hour two of the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT and no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except stupid governments. Ugh. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
You said orgy.
I know, I can't help it. Anyway, so I did have an incident at the DMV the other day where I started off, because I still haven't gotten my Colorado vehicle registration yet, because I've already heard how much it's going to cost and everything, and I've been very reluctant to do it. But the more I drive, quote unquote, illegally, the more paranoid I get. So I decided, you know, just to go ahead and get it over with. And, you know, you go to the front, you know how you go to the DMV and you know, you get checked in by someone, at least that's how it is here. And I think that's how it was in North Carolina. And they check you in and they make sure you have all the paperwork that you need before you actually go to get what you need to have done. And they checked it, thought I had everything I needed, waited an hour and a half and get to the person that's supposed to help me with my registration and everything. Oh, you still need blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? First of all, it doesn't even say it on their website that I needed it. And then the person at the front, you know, just let me, like, wave me on through like I had everything I needed. And so, yeah, I got a little testy after that. I kind of yelled and flipped people off and stuff like that. And well, not like in the building, but as I was leaving, walking out the door. And so I probably won't be going back to that location.
It's going to be a picture of you up there. Watch out for this woman. She throws a mean finger and says nasty things.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to have done that.
I know. I'm sure plenty of people have stood right in the person's face and screamed that at them.
Yeah.
So it could be, well, it could be frustrating. I've been through that scenario before where they just tell you, okay, yeah, go here, and you get there. Nope, you don't have, you need this. Or the worst is you get there like, oh no, they gave you the wrong form. You need to go back. It's like, well, they screw it up. But why do I have to go back? What did I
exactly
do wrong?
Yeah. Well, and what it had to do with my title is what it had to do with. And I didn't have a copy of my title because I'm not the bearer of the title at this point. And apparently bearer. The bearer that, oh, I tried to say bearer and I know it came out as bear, but so the bank that, you know, holds a lien on my car, they supposedly tried to send them the title or a copy of the title and they rejected it.
Oh man.
Yeah. So anyway,
well,
ridiculous.
That's government for you.
Yeah.
Inefficient to the max.
Yeah. Yeah. So not only do I have to go back, once again, wait probably another hour and a half. So 3 hours of my time plus, give them a bunch of money that I can't really afford to give them right now. Or allow them to extort from me a bunch of money. So
the choice of dealing with them. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I still don't know what I'm going to do about that, because my plans have shifted slightly at the moment, but I still definitely want to get out of New York within the next year or so. So I'm going to have to come up against that, I guess, at some point, where I'm going to have to think about getting paperwork somewhere. I don't think I'm going to do it though. I mean, only because at this point my paperwork is not necessarily maybe possibly good here. So, and I keep driving anyway. I don't really care. You know, I fully intended to let my license expire whenever it finally does. I don't think it expires until 2019. Because in New York, they do weird things like give you licenses for like 11 years at one point or some crazy thing like that.
Well, I mean, I get very, you know, obviously, I mean, anytime I see a cop around me anywhere or behind me or anything like that, you know, especially nowadays, I get very tense and you know, a huge adrenaline rush and all of that. And it's very uncomfortable. But I'm hoping that if I at least, you know, get my Colorado State registration, that might lessen to a degree.
If so, you get Z papers in order.
Right. Well, I mean, and it also boils down to money, too. Like, if I do get stopped and they somehow figure out that I've been here for a while, I would get fined as well. So not only would I get fined, you know, I would still be required to, you know, give them a bunch of money for registration as well. And it's like, I can't afford either one, but much less both of them.
No, so. I get it. I think it's unfortunate because, you know.
Yeah, stupid. Like, they make you jump through these ridiculous hoops, you know, and then if you don't do it properly, then, you know, they make you pay for it.
Well, no, I know. But like I said, for me, like the way I look at it, I've said this before, not having all the proper things lined up if I were to get pulled over has made me such a better driver.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, not that I was ever a bad driver. I was always an aggressive driver, but I don't think I ever seriously put anybody's life in danger. Plenty of people have done it to me. Plenty of people have put my life in danger by being idiots on the road. I tend to drive a lot faster than most people would say was necessary, but I was comfortable driving at that speed and, you know, I never caused any harm to anybody. So I was all good, but having now modern technology with, you know, my radar detector and Waze and
Waze is awesome.
Yeah. And just knowing in general that, you know, having driven for long enough and realized, okay, there's certain things you can get away with in certain situations and certain things mm-hmm. that you should not try. And it's better to, you know, be a little more cognizant of the rules at certain times. It's like, okay, I could do all that and still have fun driving. So that's what I do now. And like I said, it's made me a better driver. So I get what you're saying. Cause I still do just in general, when I see even if I'm walking and I see a cop, like there's mm-hmm. that instantaneous rush that goes through right. my body. But yeah. at least in a car, like I kind of get over it quickly. Cause I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong. So I'm just going to keep going along. And especially here on Long Island, and I'm sure it's the same in plenty of other places, but there's so many idiots out on the road. It's like, as long as you're not doing anything stupid, the chances of you getting pulled over for no reason are really, really low especially because the Nassau County cops patrol most of the roadways up here mm-hmm. around where I am. And they are highly overpaid and extremely lazy and only really go out for quota time. So you really only have to be careful towards the end of the month.
Right. Yeah. And that's pretty typical in most states as well.
Exactly. So it's, you know, for the most part, as long as I stay in the middle lane and I could still do like everything's still 55 miles an hour around here. They've never bothered to raise it any higher than that. But as long as I stay with, yeah. As
I
long
can't as, drive 55.
All right, Sammy.
I heard that song the other day.
I love
his song. His one good song, I think.
He had a few of them. I was a huge Sammy fan. I don't know. But he made a darn good tequila too. But I can drive like 65, 70 in most situations on the highway comfortably and not cause any. You know, because most people are going at least 65 or faster, you know, there's always right. the idiots out there that are doing 45, 50 in the middle lane because, you know, Long Island is also littered with the snowbirds that are here for half the year and just do really, really stupid things on the road. But Which one of the few things that I used to demand be mandated back in my status days when I always thought, you know, laws should be put in place to stop people from doing things that I didn't like, that I still consider some days that I'm like, maybe was the one that at the after 60, everybody.
Of course, we should have anarchy. Of course. Yes. But maybe.
The one I always used to say was, if we're going to have licenses, for driver's licenses and stuff, then fine. Then after the age of 60, everybody is required to take a license, retake their test every 2 years, because people's skills totally degenerate at that point.
Yeah.
And, there's people that are good, fine enough drivers until their 70s and even 80s sometimes. But for the most part, most people get ridiculously bad the older they get. And they start going slower and they start doing dumber things, and they're such a hazard. So I used to scream about that all the time.
We have those here too. A lot of retirees here for sure.
Yeah, that's how it happens. But I don't know, if I owned a private roadway in Libpear, I think I would require some kind of competency testing in general for people who are going to drive on my roads, and for people that are going to be over a certain age, I think I may still implement those rules.
And if that's your section of highway, then you're well within your right to do that.
Exactly.
I support that. Yeah, definitely. That what I said earlier about the course, but maybe that's kind of a reference to Louis C.K. and one of his comedy routines. It's hilarious. It's kind of like he's got one of these where he's of course, but maybe, of course, we should protect children with peanut allergies, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever seen this? It's so funny. And then he goes, but maybe we should just have peanut butter and blah, 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 and just close our eyes for 6 months. Really bad. It's really bad. but funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were going to talk about stuff, and we have 2 minutes left in this segment. We can talk about it next, though.
There was some stories about my one of my favorite substances on the planet, cannabis. Yep. That that has so many wonderful uses. But besides that, there's a couple different stories that we got passed along that I definitely. They always irk me, especially because both of them, they go against, one of them, there's one of them that's about the prison industrial complex trying to keep cannabis illegal, which of course makes sense because they.
Yeah. And they also touch on that pharmaceutical company as well. That one article does, the one that's trying to come up with a synthetic cannabinoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. And they both are contributing funds to, what is the name of this? The services? No, that's the one. The Services Group of America that does the meals for the prisons. But they're contributing to Arizonans for a Responsible Drug Policy. Yay!
Yeah, responsible. yeah.
We will talk about this more after the break.
Worms.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
All righty then. So we've got these two articles about
Bean phone.
We have Michael back.
Michael. Mock the vote. Hey, mock the vote.
I like that.
That's the name of the episode.
There you go.
Let's mock the vote. Mock it.
Okay. Voting's silly, man.
I think
don't
you
do
have
it.
Been. I know. It's for squares. But you gotta vote. You gotta. The choice this year and in this corner is rapey guy. And in this corner is rape apologist.
Rapey McRape face.
And in this corner is Missy Miss McRape liker rapist. Husband, defender, rapist. Yeah.
They're all disgusting. They're all disgusting. Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Yeah, I was reading something earlier today about Bill Clinton and all his trips on the Lolita Express.
Ew. Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Go there. Explain. Allegedly.
Oh, this guy, Jeffrey, I can't think of his last name, but he's been charged with, I think he's been charged and convicted of pedophilia or something like that. He gets these young girls to come and like entertain his guests. And
on
one
rape
of his
island? On rape yeah, island, right?
Basically. Well, he has an island in the Virgin Islands and
rape
it's called
island.
It's called a little it's called Little St. James. No, the guy's name's James.
It's called Little Somalia. It's total little, anarchy. No.
Little St. James or something like that. But anyway, so and apparently Trump has partaken with that as well.
Allegedly. According to what? What's your source? WorldNet Daily?
Let me look this up.
I mean, I'd believe it, but, you know, I'd believe they would, but...
Hey, man.
I don't know.
The sun shines on a dog's behind every now and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They don't get
the people you hate actually rape children once in a while?
Yes, there you go.
Is that an old-timey statement for how do you say that? How do you say it in English?
This is from the Washington Times, which is kind of a right-leaning publication, I believe. But
The Washington Times, yes, it is.
Bill Clinton ditched Secret Service on multiple Lolita Express flights, report.
Did this right-wing organization also say in this article that perhaps Trump has partaken?
Not in this particular
elsewhere?
Article.
Yeah,
this,
see?
Here's another one.
They cherry-picked their data, you know, all these people.
Well, not on that particular article. They were just talking about Clinton. But yeah, they cherry pick it because they're far right. Yeah. So this other one though, it says that
Trump's not far right. Trump used to be a Democrat.
Yeah, he did.
He used to call for the outlawing of assault rifles.
This is exactly why I said this. I had Lou on my show the other night. We talked about this.
He was at the Clinton's wedding, not Lou. Trump was at the Clinton's wedding.
Yes.
If he was at the Clinton's wedding and there's a picture. Think how long he's known them. He's known the Clintons since before anyone listening has heard of the Clintons, unless they lived in Arkansas. He's mm-hmm. known the Clintons since before Bill was governor of Arkansas. Yeah. And all Hillary was doing was a practicing attorney defending child rapists and making fun of child rapists on the stand. Now, that's one of the things she's accused of, but I'm not going to go after an attorney for defending their client. I mean,
right, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
But I will go after her.
Well, how about getting thrown off the Watergate case for
lying.
Kind of misconduct?
Yeah, a lifelong Democrat.
No, not Watergate. Off. What was that?
It was Watergate. You're thinking of Whitewater was her.
Oh,
she was
the
plaintiff.
Yeah.
She was part of the investigation team for Watergate.
Oh, I didn't know
she was
that.
12 or so.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
No, when she was just out of law school,
like 22 or 23.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was on that case, and she got thrown out for unethical behavior.
What'd Lou say? Show me in the doll where Lou touched you. I'm kidding.
No, we were talking about something and now I forgot what it was. So it wasn't even that important.
Well, anyway,
it was the whole connection with them. And but even further with whatchamacallit, Trump. Yeah, he was a Democrat not too long ago. I compare him a lot to Reagan with the cult of personality because Reagan was a hardcore leftist for the longest time and only became a savior of the right when he had Carl Hess as a speechwriter.
Well, no, but before that, he became the Republican nominee because his good friend and Hollywood actor, John Wayne, went over to his house
and said,
hey, the Republicans are calling. You should answer the call. You know, basically said, this will be the greatest role of your lifetime. Here's the script. It's hard. You're going to be playing a Republican, but I know you're a good, mediocre actor with a great chin. You can pull it off. So, that's what happened. But the difference is, Reagan, I think, actually started believing the script after a while, whereas I think Trump is a Democrat working for Hillary to be the controlled opposition. I really do.
He's a plant.
I thought that soon as I heard about this, but I'm thinking, but I think he's gone rogue too. I think he's such an egomaniac. He might be reading the script.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it also could take him a little while. It's a regular.
We're out.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers, and some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any tomfoolery. So go with AgoristHosting.com. And if you want to get your foot in the door with decentralized marketplaces, Agorist Hosting is now offering Open Bazaar Hosting. Go to agoristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted Now.
That should be a website. Hot chicks in yoga pants with guns in their pocket. Oh.
I was gonna say just the yoga pants. There's plenty of those. I mean, I've heard. So
I heard Diana yelled at a bunny in the last part when I was in here. You need to smoke some of that legal marijuana, which we're gonna talk about now. Oh, by the way, I'm working on the show notes.
Maybe we're gonna talk about it.
I'm working on the show notes for Rock the Vote. I mean, Mock the Vote. This episode.
Yes.
And I said, Diana Kyler, Michael W. Dean, and Jeremy Heisenkitten talk about Trump and Hillary making sweet, sweet love behind the scenes. And that part about Trump and Hillary, I made a hyperlink and linked to a picture of a guy pouring bleach in his eyes saying, it can't be unseen. A little cartoon. It's funny. Okay. So
is this true?
Yeah.
It's a horrible, all right. Horrible image. All right. Yep, so take three on this article. I think we're going to start with the
talk about your pots. You pots people. I don't do the pots. I don't inject the marijuanas, but you kids do, right?
Yeah. Well, it's my self medication. So.
Hey,
is it legal in New York State?
It's medical is legal.
That's amazing to me. I grew up in upstate New York. And it was so illegal there. I mean, I probably have like friends from grade, like middle school that are probably still in prison for like selling a bag of weed. I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm 52.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I think they started to decriminalize it a little bit in the city, or at least lower, you know, anything under an ounce. But
right.
they finally made legal, I think, at the beginning of this past year.
Yeah,
which hasn't helped me any. I've been trying to get it for one of my kids and my ex forever because they both have issues that seem to be helped by.
There's people listening who are like, "You monster! You want to give the marijuanas to your babies, your kids, no, your little toddlers?"
Yes, the marijuanas, yeah. I want to give CBD oil to my that one daughter to try CBD, to help with his
cerebral palsy, right?
Well, for her, well, she has cerebral palsy, yes, but the CBD oil for the...
It does not get you high.
Yeah, it has no THC in it. Yeah. It is not psychoactive like that. Mm-mm. So
it doesn't have any of the goofenthal, in other words.
No,
it's
just...
As Hank Hill would say.
Even being able to get that, it's the same thing as having hemp illegal. Illegal. It's so ridiculous. And, you know, so like, here I am trying to get stuff to help my child, and even now that it's been legal... The doctors are still a pain in the rear end about it.
So they who's keeping it illegal? Oh, go on. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
I'm trying to segue, but I messed up. You weren't done. Talk about your babies.
It's okay. I was just going to say that the doctors are a pain in the butt because they still would rather go through all the pharmaceutical routes first.
Yeah.
Before they get... I'm like, why would you not go to the thing that has virtually no side effects versus all these things that have a side... But anyway...
Yeah.
Well, I'll jump in too and say that, you know, while we're talking about our babies, I'll talk about the thing that pushed me to be a libertarian. I already was. And I've said this about 100 times in the past 1,000 episodes, but we have new listeners all the time. And if y'all think we're like, oh, you crazy kids just want to smoke your pots. No, I don't smoke pot. I didn't even smoke pot. Like I quit doing drugs 22 years ago. I didn't even like pot then, but, I did it. No, I didn't really
do
it.
You didn't do it right.
I did real drugs. No, but I did real drugs. But the thing that really made me start examining laws and go, these are not fair about everything, but was my daughter had cancer and was dying of leukemia and broke the law. She was 24. She broke the law. This isn't a kid, but this is my child. She's 24. She broke the law to get pot at a doctor's recommendation to have less of the horrifying chemo symptoms while they're trying to save her life. She died anyway. And after she died, I just started, or while she was alive, even I was thinking, like, I can't believe there are people that would throw her in a cage, like police would kick in her door and throw her in a cage as she's dying for this one thing that's harmless and is the only thing that gives her relief. Like morphine didn't give her relief, but pot did at that point.
Right.
So, you know, and that's the thing that happens too. Like morphine just won't work anymore after a while. So, yeah, like, you know, family.
Yeah, and morphine doesn't
this
really
way,
do
man, it. Yeah, anybody it listening much. who thinks that marijuana should be completely illegal and you should be thrown in a cage, have someone in your family get a debilitating illness that marijuana is the only thing that helps and see if you still feel that way. And if you still feel that way, you're a monster and should eat your gun right now. Ooh, I went there.
Yep. Wow.
All right.
Yeah. What I was going to say is that, like, with morphine, I mean, morphine is a decent painkiller, but morphine doesn't do anything for your appetite. Morphine, whereas, like, if you're undergoing chemotherapy,
she lost a bunch of weight,
right?
And she could eat when she had pot.
Yeah, and like, and a lot of people who are like who have AIDS, and you know, it helps them like with their appetite and everything too. So it's like, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. It's harmless.
Come on.
Yeah. Although many people would beg to differ, and some of those people are people that are part of this organization in Colorado, where I live.
Where you live.
Yeah, where I live. It's a Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. What the heck is that?
Isn't that people that want to keep pot illegal?
Yes, yes.
Less legal or even though it's legal?
Yeah. They want to re-illegalize it.
What's the thing in Arizona that's trying to keep it illegal? Because there's a vote coming up. What's it called?
It's the Services Group of America. The Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy.
Basically the police and the prisons and like the people that make the Happy Meals to sell to the prisons at an expensive cost are all lobbying to keep marijuana illegal. I think that should be illegal. I don't know. Like if you put on your minarchist hat and think there should be some kind of government and some kind of like government run jails for a minute. Don't you think that should be illegal? Don't you think it should be illegal to promote? I guess I'd say
let's bring tarring and feathering back. Maybe.
Yeah.
But see, the only
just
thing
eat
is
your gun, people. Anybody who's trying to donate money to keep pot illegal, just eat your gun.
Yeah.
Whether you're a cop or a citizen who loves your gun and you're a right winger. Here's the thing. If you're a right winger, you are supposedly a person who's into fiscal responsibility and you're like, you know, you want to cut off all the food stamps and all the welfare. I do too. I want to cut that stuff off. But, you know, okay, so to put someone on welfare and food stamps costs like $9,000 a year or something. It costs like $50,000 a year to throw them in jail, but you're happy to throw them in jail for having an ounce of weed. You are a hypocrite. You should just eat your gun. That's what I think.
This article also touches on this pharmaceutical company called Insys Therapeutics, which wants to develop a synthetic. They want to develop synthetic cannabinoids. So they contributed $500,000 to the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy.
They should just eat their gun.
He went there. Michael went there. He
and
showed
I don't
it,
mean
y'all.
Shoot yourself with it. I mean, like. Bite it into pieces.
Literally,
and
make it into a sandwich, and but don't let your kittens get to it.
We need trigger locks to protect the kittens. There's no cat that could pull any of the triggers on any of the guns that I used to have before my voting accident. All right, so read some of this. Well, you know, we don't need to read this. So the square people.
What? Yeah, but it's
just like go ahead.
No, I'm not going to read it. It's just, you know, the bulk of this is just the prison industrial complex as a whole, like all these people conspiring And there's also, there's other people too, like, you know, the beer industry. They conspire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They contributed $10,000. I thought that was...
They would have monopoly of buzz. Was that the term?
Yeah. Something well, they like said that. They said they've been worried about the so-called share of buzz. Share the,
yes. Which means they don't want to share the buzz.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know.
There's a video going around that's so funny. It's like somebody filmed this on the street with their phone. It's like 12 people in front of a bar, when young men and women, hipsters, like beating the crap out, not really beating the crap out of each other, just like hitting each other, pulling each other's hair, you know, throwing pussy punches, kind of like that. But, you know, really trying to destroy each other as best they can. And there's a little caption that says alcohol in parentheses, and it pans over to the friend of the guy filming it, who's like eating a street taco from the vendor truck he's standing in front of, and he's smiling, he's just watching it, and it says in parentheses marijuana. He's laughing.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. I like
it's pretty
that.
Accurate too.
Yeah.
It is. I can't remember ever.
I'll
being...
eat a taco and watch the alcohol people fight.
I've been in plenty of fights in my life, and I don't recall having cannabis involved in any of them.
Exactly. Well, you know, and this
alcohol in most of them.
Right. In this other article, the one from The Guardian, the commercialization won out. Will legal marijuana be the next big tobacco? I read a lot of the comments. And I mean, there's this one guy commenting that,
don't read the comments.
You know,
go crazy.
Oh, I'm not going to read that. I'm not going
to
read.
I mean,
I'm
do not you read my law? Go ahead and see what he says.
Okay. I mean, just read
them in general in life. Yeah. Crazy.
That is a comments. Pretty good rule.
Well, yeah. A guy was like blaming pot for like fights that his neighbors were having and all. I mean,
well, his neighbors probably smoke pot, but they probably also do crystal meth and drink.
They may smoke pot, but it's laced with PCP. I mean, come on, give me a break. Like,
so right. I got a quick interjection here. It's got nothing to do with this before I forget while we're talking about fighting. So my friend today was like, yeah, I'll check this thing out. So there's an iPhone app for the Fiends. Now it's going to take a month to get it on the iPhone store, but there's an iPhone app for the Fiends. You can go to, I'll put it in the show notes tonight. You can install it without it being on the Play Store. It just takes a little more work. So anyway, my friend was like, yeah, I'll check it out after I get back from band practice. And I thought, band practice. I used to do that. I spent like 20 years of my life or more, like, you know, several times a week going somewhere to like, to be able to make my art, to like go in a room somewhere to like, I had to go somewhere to go yell at people about how things should be done. Now I can do that from my home with radio. It's so much more free. I love
Aren't we lucky?
I can just, yes, you are. It's the recipient of that yelling. Okay. So anyway, pot. People.
This is so anyway.
Pot. Yeah, well, that's what I was often yelling about. Like, me and the drummer were on heroin, and we'd be yelling at the guitar players for smoking pot because it made them forget notes, and we never forgot notes because we were on heroin, and it's the cure for the common cold, and it improves your memory, kids. Wait, kids, don't try this at home. Okay, don't smoke, don't inject the marijuanas or smoke the heroines. All right, what else we got, kids?
Well, we could talk about this VCU professor.
Oh, what's the headline? Just read the headline.
VCU professor discusses the politics of Bitcoin, software as right-wing extremism.
Yeah.
This guy
we don't have time to read this, but I'll say I agree with him. His basic premise is that Bitcoin is spreading libertarian, you know, actual free market money ideas to like leftists who are using Bitcoin without understanding what they're getting into. And I'm like, cool. That's probably as it's working as designed, basically.
And like, one of his big quotes is, these groups mean something very different by words like democracy and freedom than the rest of us usually do.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of the those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. By sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squisclar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
He does look like a sad.
You need to be sad too.
He's got a PhD.
Must be sad.
He's got a PhD in humanities and sadness.
We're talking
might
about
as, might as well be gender studies, Mr. Columbia.
I know. I know.
We're talking. What
do people who are teachers at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, the art department there spawned the band GWAR. That's all you need to know about how serious you need to take VCU. Dave Rocky went to VCU, dropped out, and formed GWAR because he didn't like it. Actually, I think he stayed in to get student loans until they started making money. But when he was in Death Piggy. So how much about economics do you think a humanities professor in sadness at VCU knows?
Well, he apparently worked in software. He was a software developer on Wall Street or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, so he has a little bit of knowledge of the square. Okay, so he's an expert in things that are wrong. You know, because the people in Wall Street don't understand real economics.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
They understand the, what's the non-Austrian called? The non-Austrian, non-Chicago. Keynesian. Yeah, they're all Keynes. Well, actually, some of them aren't. There are like hardcore, like Ayn Rand fans are, you know, a lot of people in Wall Street have read Ayn Rand and are a fan, but really not for the liberty, more for the selfishness. All right, go on.
Yeah. So anyway, so this guy, David Columbia, and I was just saying, I don't typically make fun of people's names, but his last name is
I think they missed it. It was Columbia. His great grandfather had misspelled at Ellis Island and they never changed it.
His picture, he just looks like a sad man that wants everyone else to be sad.
He really does. He's got a PhD in sadness and he teaches a PhD program in what?
In media, art, and text.
Yeah, that and $5 will get you a Starbucks coffee, man.
Right.
Jesus.
But anyway.
He's essentially like the social media PhD is what
well,
it is.
Well, you know what? Yeah. While you do this, I'm going to look up his Twitter account and see if I have more followers on Twitter. And if I do, he's doing it wrong and isn't really suitable.
And you should
to be
tell
teaching.
Him, and you should link this episode.
I'll tweet it. Okay. What's his first name?
David. David.
Hi, David Columbia. We're talking about you.
Yeah, and so the second part of this article is my favorite because the question it asked is why is it important to understand the underlying politics of Bitcoin? And he responds, it is far too easy for innocent bystanders to read the rhetoric of revolution and democratization and elimination of the middleman that is ubiquitous in the Bitcoin world and to think they might want to jump on the Bitcoin Express without realizing at all what the political implications are of doing so. Soon enough, they learn a whole story about how the Federal Reserve prints money and steals value from ordinary workers to give it to elite bankers. I know. Yeah. And then it's like, and then down, he's like the world of Bitcoin.
This is a book. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
By the way, I checked. I have 15,000 more followers on Twitter than he does.
Yay. But then he goes on to say the world of Bitcoin bluntly says government is evil and central banking is evil.
Well, yeah, well, see, here's the thing. His premises are correct. His conclusion's wrong.
Right.
He has all the information right. He's just reading it completely wrong and he's trying to make it out to make like it's a horrible thing. It's like, no. These things are true, and this is really bad. And yeah,
okay, I think his book needs some more reviews. He's only got six reviews on Amazon, and you don't have to buy a book on Amazon to review it. You just have to, you know, supposedly have read it, let's say, and have an Amazon account. It's called The Politics of Bitcoin, Software as Right-Wing Extremism, and it's got 2 out of 5 stars. So I think he needs some Freedom Fiends fans to go. Now that you're done reviewing alongside Knight.
I think an even better idea is they finally need to get somebody needs to petition Amazon to get a 0-star.
No, it should be a book or a DVD holding up the edge of a wobbly, the one of the legs of a wobbly table.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah.
I didn't actually build that, but someone I hate who was trying to like destroy my Amazon rating wrote that about me. And I hate the guy, so I just stole it, and I'll say I built that and admit it. I didn't really. All right. It's been a great show, man.
Yes, as always.
Good show.
Go review David Golumbia.
Golumbia.
Golem, right there in his name. Golumbia.
It really is Golem, you're right.
He's selfish. He wants all the Bitcoin for himself.
My precious. My precious.
Maybe he's like a total anarcho-capitalist, and he's just trying to like lower the price of Bitcoin so he can buy it all. All right. With his VCU money.
VCU.
David Golumbia. Yeah, he probably taught Guar everything they know about economics.
Oh.
Someone I don't know on Twitter said, oh, Freedom Fiends are great. They say great stuff. They understand economics. And I said, thank you. #please donate.